Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and two cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. Several bookkeeping, housekeeping notes here. Number one, we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket tomorrow, 2:30 to 2:45. Any caller can get in on that. First-time callers have their name put in twice. The other thing is CTE Outdoor Power is doing another giveaway for this. We will do it tomorrow. And anybody can sign up. Go in. Your name stays in for a month. We do one every week on Friday for 4 weeks, and then we'll reset and start again and come up with a new prize, I believe. Let's go to Judge Napolitano talking about Sullivan and Flynn.
Judge, so yesterday it looks like the appeals court ordered the judge in the Flynn case to let him withdraw his guilty plea, and that is really what was at the heart of the problem initially. Is it over for Flynn now?
Well, there's a couple of things that could happen and a few things that I think will certainly happen. The judge could still hold a hearing as to why the Justice Department changed its mind. I don't think he will do that, but he has the authority to do so. The judge could also make a determination that General Flynn lied under oath and he could hold him in contempt of court and sentence him for that. He could do it. I don't think he will. General Flynn can go on the offensive. Now, here's how he can go on the offensive. If the FBI investigates you and federal prosecutors prosecute you and a grand jury indicts you and a jury acquits you, you can't sue those people for having come after you because presumably they were doing it in good faith. They really found hard evidence of your guilt and they really believed you were guilty. In General Flynn's case, the DOJ itself has acknowledged that it did not operate in good faith. Therefore, he can sue the FBI agents who investigated him, the prosecutors who prosecuted him, and the DOJ itself. What would he sue for? Reimbursement for his legal fees, which Brian alluded to this, so the number's mind-boggling. The legal fees before Sidney Powell took over the case. She's that fabulous lawyer that brought it to this happy ending for General Flynn. But before that, a law firm headed by former Attorney General Eric Holder billed General Flynn $6.7 million. Mm. Now, that will be a trial also before Judge Flynn. Unless the DOJ is going to throw up its hands and just write him a check for $6.7 million, then this will be over.
He's wrong on the... And when you look at the ruling from the appellate court, it says that you cannot hold any other plenary hearing, so he counts the one on the 6th. Judge needs to read his own documents better than I... If I can see that, you should be able to see that. James... Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. One thing that really worries me, you know, we've got this FBI director, the $300 haircut and collagen lift guy. He last year, they asked him about what he's investigating, and he said right-wing groups. And then yesterday on TV, they asked him if he was investigating Antifa, and he said, no, as court is investigating right-wing groups. When's he going to get the message that the right-wing groups aren't causing trouble in this country? They're not burning the country down. And investigate the things that need to be investigated, the killing people and burning cities. So, you know... the postman came. So
we're not laughing at killing people and burning things, but the little dog in the background.
Yeah, and the funny thing about the dog, ever since Mosquito Shield came last week, he hadn't scratched at all. He was scratching like a little fool before that, but now he's as regal like a real poodle should be, you know.
There you go. I tell you, isn't Mosquito Shield great?
Oh, yeah. We haven't, the fat lady hadn't scratched either. You know, she goes out and waters tomatoes and pulls weeds, but she hadn't been coming in scratching all over from mosquitoes and bugs.
The what lady?
A beautiful lady.
Okay. So are you sleeping in the house or outside the house today?
The dog's inside. She's in there on their little...
Never mind.
I had looking at things,
I didn't get. You're talking about the Brett Baer interview, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't quite hear it the way you heard it, because he said there was kind of a combination of different groups, and Barr basically said the same thing. And there are some right wing groups that are trying to incite people to get them all stoked up, and that's not good. But I know for one group of people, they're using the drug DEA to track them.
Yes. Yeah, I'm hoping they will do something with them because they're maybe as they're arresting them, they can stop it because they can really be a terror over the next few months and could really. More or less stop the election if they do all this junk right on election day. They could really...
I'm not sure. I can't see that happening, but I think what... Let me tell you what I think is going to go down. I think if they try to make a move on this statute tonight at 7 o'clock, like they said they were, I think they're going to be met, and they're going to know who the people are. If they get away, they're going to go find them, they're going to arrest them, and they're going to lock them up.
Yes.
And because I shared with the audience, when they were doing the Jackson statue, you'll see a guy out there, and he has these binoculars, and they look like they're inflated balloons. They're big. Those are binoculars that they're actually taking pictures with. Now, in today's world, they're sending that back as a digital photo back to what's called Whiskey 16, which is the intelligence center in the White House. And then they're running those pictures, and they're putting them all over the place and using facial recognition for it. They will be able to figure out who that guy is. And what's going to happen, they're going to go for that statue. Somebody's going to get up there. They're going to start taking it down, and they're going to go in there, and they're going to grab those people. They're going to run away, and they're going to go find them. And there'll probably be somebody at their house waiting on them. I'm serious. I know how this ID group works, and they will take these guys. If they're given the order to go get these guys, they will get them, and they move in lightning fast speed. It is unbelievable.
That's very encouraging to know that they have that capacity. And
yeah,
all
there
that
was time. I'll tell you a story that there were these troublemakers that. They call them CO2s, which is nutcase, but they couldn't detain them because they had not done that much. But they were harassing us. And so the ID group came in and did their thing with pictures and this kind of stuff. They knew who the people were. They were known. One was known to law enforcement. Literally, they got in there to try to create a problem in a rally, and you can create a problem. You can walk in a sign and do all sorts of bad things. So they bum-rushed these guys, and they started hauling butt out. And they blew past those magnetometers, and they were taking them down. They blew past the magnetometers. They literally were waiting at home for two of them, literally waiting at home. And so I had to go in and ID the guy after we did Wheels Up on there. I mean, they caught his butt.
That's very encouraging to know. Then rest a little easier knowing that that's happening, because it appeared that they just didn't care. But I'm glad that
what they're trying to do, I think once they started taking down the statues and that was over the top, and they brought park police is sitting in there now, and those guys are not to be trifled with, particularly the guys on horses. But it's at a whole different level right now. It's not dispersing a crowd. They're now, I believe, from what I'm watching this stuff, they're in an arrest mode.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, James.
Appreciate you.
You have a great day. La, la, la. Joseph Napolitano, business owners and residents suing Seattle over CHOP.
Move on to the other side of the country, Seattle, where we've been talking about CHOP. All those business owners that were affected, not all of them, but many of them, are suing because they said that they didn't feel like they had the support from the community. They said this lawsuit is about the constitutional and other legal rights of plaintiffs, businesses, employees, and residents in and around CHOP, which have been overrun by the city of Seattle's unprecedented decision to abandon and close off an entire city neighborhood, leaving it unchecked by the police, unserved by fire and emergency health services, and inaccessible to the public at large. Do they have a case? Will they get money?
Well, the statement that you just read, which I gather is from the complaint, Ainsley, is a very accurate description of the reprehensible conditions that existed in the neighborhood around the Capitol building in Seattle. And the state has a duty. It has a moral and legal obligation to provide basic safety services. Fire, police, EMS. But when this has happened in the past, when people have said, the police didn't protect me, the police didn't protect my property, the police didn't get the bad guy, you know what the Supreme Court has ruled? It's not their obligation to do so. So as much as my heart is with the plaintiffs in this case, the remedy will be political. That is, vote out of office the people that allowed this to happen. But I don't think this lawsuit will make it we'll see the light of day.
It's going to be interesting when they go in there, because they actually did this thing, a statement from CHOP saying, we're leaving and everybody get your belongings and move on type thing. And not everybody's doing that. So what are they going to do with the people that are left over in the tents? Does anybody have any weapons? And what do they do when they go in there? And the first time a shot's fired, that's where you're going to have some real problems that are here. But the mayor may have smoked them out and waited them out and scared them out with that last thing, we're coming in type deal. I want to see this police chief take that station back. I love the hell out of her.
She's, I like her too.
Sharp, very smart, good looking, and she didn't put up any crap. And she looks great when she's got her hat on and that jacket. She's like, you don't mess with me type of thing. Let's finish one more part of Jess Napolitano talking about people leaving the wonderful New York City.
The mayor of this city is essentially welcoming another Occupy Wall Street-like movement in New York, saying they want to cut $1 billion out of the police budget, and he's welcoming this. He wants essentially his own Seattle mess that is now being broken up as they leave in humiliation, nothing but garbage behind.
This will result in a massive loss of property values, and I would think if these people are not thrown out of office, people in Seattle will sell their property at a discount, because who would want to buy it, and get the heck out of town and go to a place where the government does what it's supposed to do in return for the tax dollars that it takes from you,
right,
which is supply and perform basic services.
Yeah, let me tell you what, New York's going to be a different animal, particularly with Cuomo saying, if you're from one of these COVID increased states, don't come here. They're just cutting their nose off to spite their face. Going to be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You got a bloody right to say. You got a bloody right to say.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
A friend of mine who used to work in an ID division in another law enforcement group said, don't give away all our secrets. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, great. I was just going to let you know, as a first-time caller, and been listening to the show quite a while.
Well, tell me about yourself, Cooper.
Well, I'm retired from the Sheriff's Department. And
what sheriff's of Montgomery?
Haynes, it was Talbot County. I worked for Montgomery County. I worked for DT for a little while, and then I went over to Talbot County.
You have a great sheriff over there.
Oh, yeah. And and I worked for Haynes Ambulance, too, for a while. So.
Wow. So how long have you been listening to the show?
Well, a couple of years.
Excellent. Do you are you fully retired now, or do you still work?
Well, I do a lot around the house and stuff, and then I do odd jobs and stuff. That's about it.
Well, Cooper, give me your month and day of birth.
8/2.
8/2, buddy. We're going to put your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. And have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, I haven't.
You have not? Let me tell you something. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:45. It's a $60 gift certificate from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can buy whatever you want to out there, and you will love the place when you see it, particularly if you like fresh vegetables and fruits and things like that. It's your seven-day-a-week farmer's market at Sweet Creek Farm Market on Troy Highway.
Okay, I appreciate it.
What's on your mind? And we're putting your name in twice.
Well, I was just going to mess with Joe a little bit. Old Bolton. I was getting looking at his mustache, and I was looking on the little scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, his mustache looks just like that scrubbing bubbles little picture on the toilet bowl cleaner, and I got tickled about it.
Wait, are you suggesting that you want to grab John Bolton by the head and push him into your toilet or something to clean it out?
Well, if he gets in trouble, Trump ought to send him to Seattle and then clean those porta potties for him. And you have a blessed day now.
Thanks, Cooper. I appreciate it. Mortgage Corporation of the South, my good friend John Williams, he's out there to serve your needs. Mortgage, refinance, purchase new home, credit problems, no problems. He can do all of that. His job is to solve problems for you. So give him a call. Get ready to copy 334-567-9000. Do not think of a conventional big bank mortgage company. Think about people that solve problems and get the job done. That's John Williams. That's Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. Okay, KT McFarland was back in action today. Good to hear from her again. She's going to talk about the Flynn case dismissal.
Judges on a federal appeals court ordering the D.C. Circuit Court judge to drop the criminal case against Michael Flynn. The panel also requiring that Judge Emmett Sullivan pull the plug on any further proceedings. So if the full appeals court does not elect to review the case, it's all over. Here's what Flynn said about the ruling.
What the decision today is really, it's a good thing for General Flynn. It's a good thing for me. It's a good thing for my family. But it's really a great boost of confidence for the American people in our justice system, because that's what this really comes down to, is whether or not our justice system is going to have the confidence of the American people.
Let's bring in KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor under President Trump. So there he was, General Flynn, in that call-in to the show, breaking his silence. So what do you make of all of this, KT?
Well, I think he's absolutely right, and good for him to say it, because this was about a lot more than General Flynn. And when the FBI and the Mueller people came after me, it was about a lot more than me. It was way bigger than this. It was about targeting Donald Trump. Why? Because he promised to drain the swamp. Who targeted him? The swamp. they were from the get-go. And as more documents come out, we realize that it was broad. The group that wanted to get rid of him and prevent him from governing, they knew exactly what they were doing. They did it from the start, and they kept doing it. This was about a whole lot more than General Flynn. This was about taking the will of the American people who elected a man to be president and undoing their decision.
Spot on, KT. KT seems pretty happy during this whole thing. She's a big fan of Michael Flynn, was Michael Flynn's deputy during his brief time there. Now KT McFarland is going to be talking about Biden and the Logan Act. This is kind of interesting.
KT, there was also another major development beyond what we heard from the appeals court, which is that there were new documents, new notes from Peter Strzok, the FBI agent at the center of this, turned over. Mm-hmm. And these are his notes of a meeting that appeared to be between the president, the vice president, and James Comey, the director, where Vice President Biden says, Logan Act, the president, as in Obama, these are unusual times. The vice president, I've been on the Intel Committee in the Senate, of course, for 10 years. I never did that. The president, make sure you look over things and have the right people on it. Is there anything I should not be telling the transition team about this? And then D, as in director, as in James Comey, Flynn Kislyak calls appear legit. Here's James Comey back during the transition suggesting those phone calls were legit. Why then did they investigate General Flynn for years?
There's a smoking gun here, Ed, and what it is Logan Act. Nobody knows what the Logan Act is. When the FBI and Mueller people came to investigate me, they laughed. They said, the Logan Act, well, we never knew what that was. We had to go look it up. Well, the Logan Act is something that people who are, you know, it was talked about in the Nixon administration, in the Reagan administration. Nobody's talked about it for 40 years. Where is the first time we see evidence of it now? Joe Biden, who was around in those periods of time, he talked about it in the Oval Office. He said Logan Act. And then we started seeing it in the media. And then it became the Mueller investigation's initial justification for going after General Flynn. It was a setup from the beginning. And I think Biden was in it up to his eyeballs.
Remember also that Sally Yates went over and talked to the White House counsel and said that Flynn had lied and talked about the Logan Act. That was an original double back around here. And the only two people that, out of that original meeting that were left on the day after the inaugural, and that was Sally Yates and that was Comey. Everybody else was gone. Nobody had any standing that was there. Let me go to a break. Got more right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model's right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have absolutely the best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com. Or call 380-3300.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now.
You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Sprouted Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you gotta do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $15.49 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's probably going to come as no surprise to you that showers and thunderstorms will be around again. A better than normal chance, a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 71. Today's high in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be around, but they will be few and far between, just isolated in nature. Many towns staying dry all 3 days. High temperatures around 90 to the low 90s, but more of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228 is where we are. Have you gotten your tags done yet?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Atlanta Highway on Monday.
How was it?
Wasn't bad. I stood in line for about 15 minutes. But as soon as I was in there, it was like a minute.
So how many people were they letting in the room at one time? One?
No, as many stations as they had for people processing it.
Interesting.
So it wasn't too bad.
I'm glad you got that done. It's, I had a friend of mine, Mike, that went over there this morning, getting his car tag done, house title, and all this kind of stuff. He said the ingenuity of people that have these little stool sitting outside so you can sit on. Did you see that?
I did see it, yeah.
That squatting on the stool. And then the nicer stool, he said, and here's the first class accommodation. I asked him how much the upgrade was. Said he's too old to sit down like that. Okay, K.T. McFarland is going to be talking about the meeting that was on January the 6th that she was a part of. It's kind of interesting the way she approaches this.
KT, on that note, I think it's important to get this sound back in here of that interview that he did with George Stephanopoulos, where he was directly asked that question, to which he changed his answer when pressed again. Watch.
What did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, and was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn.
I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it.
So Senator Marco Rubio was just responding to that, KT. I know that you followed up with a tweet after that interview, and now you've got these newly unsealed documents that point to Joe Biden personally requesting the investigation of Michael Flynn.
Yeah, so this meeting that they're talking about, the notes referred to, is January 5th in the Oval Office. The next morning, I was in New York at Trump Tower with President Trump, Vice President-elect Pence, Michael Flynn, several others, and those same people that were in the Oval Office, absent Obama and Biden, they all came to New York and they briefed President Trump on what we now know was this Steele dossier, which was a totally fake thing. And so they were planning what to do when they met Trump. They were planning it the day before. This was a carefully orchestrated plan. And again, they knew from the beginning, they knew even on January 5th, there was nothing to collusion with the Russians. There was nothing to any of this stuff. There was nothing to the Logan Act. But what did they do? They dragged the country and the people who worked for President Trump and President Trump himself. They dragged us for 3 years through this divisiveness that made us a dysfunctional nation. So shame on them for what they did, because they set us up now for the perfect pandemic, lockdown, and now social unrest storm that is ripping the country apart today.
Okay, Joey, go back to that cut. We're going to go to the part of where Joe Biden is asked the question again, and how fast he comes back to it. Stop at that point.
KT, on that note, I think it's important to get this sound back in here of that interview that he did with George Stephanopoulos, where he was directly asked that question, to which he changed his answer when pressed again. Watch.
What did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, and was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn.
I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it.
Okay. Did you notice how fast he went to that? That was lightning fast. So that means that the meeting is in a type of a mind awareness for him. Because he said, and he repeats the question back to him. And they say, I know nothing about it. And then he excites the meeting, and
was an investigation.
Yeah, well, I thought you meant, was I part of the investigation? No, you repeated the question back to him, bozo. So that means this is a top-of-mind awareness of that meeting. He's clearly got that in his psyche there. He said the meeting, and he knew exactly what he was talking about. Knew exactly what he was talking about.
Interesting.
Lie your pants on fire. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I called maybe last week, and I was telling them they was acting like a terrorist group. Is that true? They threatened to that they want to burn down the system if they don't do what they saw.
Yeah, that's the. We're gonna play that tape. Is the next thing we'll play.
Yeah, they said they acted like a terrorist group to me. They want to take ground and threaten the government. So I think Trump was correct in what he's doing. Call out the National Guard. Call these people. They got mean intentions.
Yeah, I think I think something could happen tonight.
Well, I hope he's ready for it because, like I said, they would, like, if they walk like a duck and talk like a duck, it probably is a duck.
I like that, John.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes that duck looks like a rabbit, though.
Let's do the Black Lives Matter interview that Martha McCollum had. Yeah, this is Stop and Go. Rolling, buddy. Listen to this guy.
Black Lives Matter for Greater New York. Good to have you with us tonight, sir. Thank you for
having me.
So, obviously, people watch what you say in that video, that you want to now shove legislation down people's throats now that you have everyone's attention. And you also have said that violence is sometimes necessary in these situations. What exactly is it that you hope to achieve through violence?
Wow. It's interesting that you would pose that question like that, because this country is built upon violence. What was the American Revolution? Mm-hmm. What's our diplomacy across the globe? We go in and we blow up countries and we replace their leaders with leaders who we like. So for any American to accuse us of being violent, it's extremely hypocritical. Now, when we talk about
violence,
why are you screaming and not allowing me to talk, ma'am?
Because
you asked me a question, allow me to answer. I'm in the process of answering,
and
I won't be that much longer.
I'm listening.
Okay? You ask what we hope to achieve. We're talking about self-defense. We're talking about four or five police officers choking someone to death and someone from the community having the training to intervene effectively. We're talking about saving lives. Nobody's talking about ambushing police officers. We're talking about protecting lives. And there's nothing more American than that. And when we talk about uplifting and upholding the Second Amendment, I think that you should be applauding me, seeing as though you guys are huge supporters of the Second Amendment. But it seems to be the hypocrisy of America that when black people start talking about arming themselves and defending themselves, the talk is violence. But when white people grab assault rifles and go to our nation's, their state's capitals, it's all good.
This guy, see that thing on his shoulder? It's a magnificent large chip. big old chip on his shoulder. The way, and that tells you everything the way he sees America. And you're going to get that out of this interview without a doubt. You know, we go in and we blow people up and we install a new leader that we put in there after we kill everybody. That's his vision of America. Ben, welcome aboard the Danmo Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan, Joey.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Yeah, did you see the Students for Donald Trump rally a few days ago, I believe?
The Turning Point rally in Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona. He mentioned the taking photographs. This Secret Service was taking photographs, facial recognition, and we'll be going after those people out there.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah. And also, there's going to be a town hall meeting tonight.
Is that the one with Brett Baer?
I believe so. I don't know. It was showing that Brett Baer. That's it. Brett Baer, and then Hannity is going to be covering it, too, on his show.
Okay.
So that ought to be interesting.
That will definitely be interesting.
I think something interesting is going to go down tonight there. Donald Trump, I'm thinking, you know, we'll let you have blow off a little steam. Now we're coming after you.
There you go.
Yeah. I say get them.
Thanks, Ben, for the telephone call. You have a great one. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show going to be back. Final segment right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This Black Lives Matter guy gets even better here.
And somebody should tell him that Martha McCallum interrupts and yells in everybody's ear.
Well, how do you get yelled with that?
Yeah.
Let's continue on with this guy.
All right. First of all, I've never talked about my stance on the Second Amendment. I'm not criticizing you or praising you.
You don't support the Second Amendment?
That's not my role here to talk about my
opinion. I'm asking you a question. Do you support the Second Amendment?
Do you support the Second Amendment, yes or no?
A lot of your viewers would like to know if you support the Second Amendment.
That's fine. But that's not why we're here. And the only reason that I posed that first question to you the way that I did was that I watched you, talking on a bunch of different interviews today. And you said, burn it down. It's time. So that makes me think that you want to burn it down.
I said if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively.
Okay.
I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Like, let's be very real. And let's observe the history of the 1960s. When black people were rioting, we had the highest growth in wealth and property ownership. Think about the last few weeks. since we started protesting, there have been 8 cops fired across the country. You remember they were telling us that there was due process. That's why the cop that choked Eric Garner to death had kept his job and received raises for 5 years. Anytime a cop hurt a woman, hurt a child, hurt pregnant people, hurt our elders, there was always a call for due process. You must wait. You must wait. But the moment people start destroying property, now cops can be fired automatically. What is this country rewarding? What behavior is it listening to? Obviously not marching, but when people get aggressive and they escalate their protests, the
you
country
feel like
listens.
That's when you're getting
cops
results.
Get fired. Now you have okay. Now you have police officers. You have Republican politicians talking about police reform. I don't condone nor do I condemn rioting, but I'm just telling you what I observe.
Did he kind of try to start out that discussion with the stock market and real estate went up during rioting, so that's a good thing? Is that, did you kind of get that from the first part of that?
Yeah. It's the exact opposite in the long run. You get less investment where the riots happen. And also,
oh yeah, I mean, go to Watts.
Right.
See what Watts is like now.
And there have been some pretty fascinating studies where also when these sorts of things happen, people lose representation and in the polls. And so they end up losing political elections.
Let's go to Cinderella, the last part you love when he compares himself to Jesus. Cinderella, welcome over to the Dan Marr Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope y'all are too.
We're good. Your phone, Cinderella, your phone's breaking up a little bit. Do you have us on speaker?
Well, I'm driving.
Well, stop.
I don't know how to take it off of Bluetooth.
You don't know how to take it off Bluetooth?
In my car, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, that's the problem with my car. I have to turn the car off and then turn the radio off to take out Bluetooth. Okay, let's try to struggle through this real quick.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment, if I may, about Bubba Wallace.
Yeah?
My observation of his interview was, you know, I truly believe that racism is a learned attitude. It is absolutely something that someone learns. And a good example, Bubba Wallace absolutely defined it in his comments. He said, you know, it's been there forever since he's had that garage, and he had never noticed it until another one of his teammates pointed it out, and he said that teammate was a black person. And he said he didn't care what the FBI said, that to him it was a noose. Somebody had to point it out to him before he even thought about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
he
didn't actually see it. Somebody told him about it.
Right. Right. He said he saw the picture.
Right.
But the fact is, he never noticed it. It never occurred to him until somebody pointed it out. He had to learn that from somebody. And now he's saying he doesn't care what the FBI says to him. It's a noose. He just defined racism. It's a learned habit.
Well, you're referring to an interview that was 2 days ago. The one that he did yesterday, I saw a noticeable change in his attitude towards things.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because when I heard and saw the other day, he was being defiant about it.
Yeah, you saw the Don Lemon one.
I don't understand why they want to call everything racism. Why? I mean, we've had this. This is something that we overcame years ago.
Well, that's a great question, and I've had discussion about that over alcoholic beverages before. I won't get into that right now because I only have 4 minutes left in the show.
Well, put me in for Sweet Creek, please, sir. 1218.
You're in, girl. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, the last part here. Get ready. Hang on. If you're driving, tighten your seatbelt. Listen to this.
You're saying that in that's what appears to be working and getting results right now, and maybe that is something for everybody to think about. I just want to put up this quote from Martin Luther King, and I've heard you talk about Martin Luther King versus Malcolm X, and you said that he was an anomaly, Martin Luther King. He said, "Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power, when nobody will shout black power, but everybody will talk about God's power and human power." Do you agree with that?
I love the Lord, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the most famous black radical revolutionary in history. And he was treated just like Dr. King. He was arrested on occasion, and he was also crucified or assassinated. This is what happens to black activists. We are killed by the government. Well, and if you need context, if you read your Bible, it'll say that Jesus had feet like burnt brass and hair like wool. I don't know if you noticed, but our hair seems to be more like wool, and we seem to be likened to that color than anyone else. And, it's just the hypocrisy and the white supremacy in America and in the world that would show us portraits of a pasty white Jesus. Jesus was not white. We all know this.
Okay. I think Jesus is Jesus to all Christians, and people interpret him in imagery in different ways. Obviously, he was from the Middle East. We all know that. That's obvious. So,
so he wasn't a white man. We all know that, right?
I don't know how. I don't
we all know
see
Jesus
how.
Wasn't
he was
white,
Middle
right?
Eastern. Yes, he was Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Right.
Let's say he looks a lot more like Benjamin Netanyahu than he does you.
I was going to say he probably looks like a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Israeli.
Paris
Israeli,
Simone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that, and that. So Jesus, he and Jesus are in the same business here. Jesus got arrested several times. Jesus got arrested once.
But let's, like, go way back. The mob killed Socrates. Was Socrates a black activist?
No.
I was just wondering.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. This guy just... and. How combative he was and the way he sees the world.
Right.
If that's the way you see the world, man, I can see where you've got some real issues with folks out there. I know.
Well, what's difficult, and Cinderella kind of brought it up, is that there are, I think, the accusation of racism is a very effective political tool for all sorts of reasons.
It's leverage is what it is.
And then also, there's stuff that's still racist. So it's like, all right, how do you, discern between the two at times, and when it's very hyperbolic, it's ironic. The more sensitive we become to the issue, everybody in America, like when you saw folks surrounding Bubba Wallace, everybody at NASCAR coming together to support him, the irony is the more sensitive we are to race and race being race conscious, the more divided it seems we are about it politically speaking. It's a really weird thing.
Out of the teachings of Jesus and tear it down, we don't get what we want, we're going to tear it down. I may mean that physically, I may mean it symbolically.
It's open to interpretation.
Yeah, but let me tell you, that's where this, what the whole thing's about. This whole thing of statues is erase the past, go after the present, and disconnect people, and call everybody you can, they're a bad person. And why are they a bad person? Maybe because they like the statue, they don't like me, they like money, they like something, but there's something I do not like. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. COVID-19, we'll be doing some stuff on that tomorrow. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.